Today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. We are on the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing the idea of the seven Noahide commands. And we saw that there is actually a dispute about whether what exactly is included in the seven Noahide commands, whether the obligation to appoint judges is included in the seven Noahide commands, and whether the obligation of kilayim and sirus, and not to cause damage to the reproductive organs, whether that is included in the seven Noahide commands, whether cursing God is included in the seven Noahide commands. The Tanna Dabei Menashe is taught in a brisa from the Yeshiva of Menashe. Sheva mitzvos nitzdavu b'nei Noach. There are seven mitzvos to the non-Jews. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichus Damim, Gezel, Eiver Min Achai, and Sirus and Kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam Rishon nitzdav el avodah zarah bilvad. Adam Rishon was only commanded about idolatry. Shenemar, that's the meaning of the verse. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam. Hashem, the Lord, was commanded about two men. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Afal Birkas Hashem. Now included in Vayitzav is also the obligation not to curse God's name, because that's also from Vayitzav. Yesh Omrim. And some say, Afal Adinim, that even the obligation to appoint judges was included in that phrase, that God should be feared and not people. The man asks, L'hadam Rav Yudam Arav, like who does the following lesson Rav Yudam Arav follow? The verse says, Elokim Ani, Lo Tekaleluni. The verse says that, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim commanded Adam, so Elokim ani, if I am a Lord, don't curse me. Elokim ani, I am a Lord, lo tmiruni, don't reject me by having idolatry. Elokim ani, yehi moroi aleichem, I am a Lord, my fear should be on you, and you should have judges to do the honest thing, do what God wants to be done. Come on, so who's that like? That's like the Yesh Omrim. Okay. Tana de Menashe, the Tana in the Yeshiva Menashe taught. Asks the Gemara about that Tana. So, I darish vayitzav, if he interprets this pasuk of vayitzav, vayitzav Hashem Elokim, then afilu hanach nami. So then he should be including judges and cursing God's name. And if he doesn't include it, ilo darish vayitzav. So if he doesn't darish and vayitzav, how does he know the other five Noahide laws? Hani minale. You have to say he doesn't. Olam lo darish vayitzav. He doesn't derive anything from the verse vayitzav Hashem Elokim ala Adam. So how does he know the seven Noahide laws? He doesn't have dinim and birkas Hashem. He has instead kilayim and sirus. Hani kol chada v'chada ba'ape nafshei k'siva. Each one of the seven Noahide laws has its own source. Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayos, that non-Jews are not allowed to worship idols or engage in illicit marital relations. Because the verse says about why the humanity had to be wiped out in the flood. Because Vatishach Esar is Lufnei Elokim. The earth was nishchas. The earth was corrupted in front of God. So what is Vatishach Es? Tanna Dabei Rabbi Shmuel. We learned in, from the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. Wherever the Torah says destruction, corruption, that's a reference to idolatry as well as illicit relations. Dvar erva shenemar ki yishchis kol basar es darko. For all flesh corrupted his way. We are now on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Ki yishchis kol basar es darko. All flesh corrupted his way. So there was hashchasa, corruption in derech. In other words, they were engaged in illicit marital relations instead of doing the normal intercourse. It was actually abnormal intercourse. Vavodas kochavim. How do we know it's called hashchasa? The pasuk says, hen tashchisun, lest you corrupt. V'asisem lochem pesel, and you will make an idol. So you see that idolatry is called hashchasa. So, since the Torah says that the earth was corrupted, and then it had to be wiped out, and we see from these two verses that hashchasa, corruption, means idolatry and adultery, so you see that if they're being wiped out, it was wrong for them to be engaged in idolatry and adultery. And these are non-Jews, so you see that idolatry and adultery is prohibited to the non-Jews. The Edah, now the other opinion that didn't use these psukim to teach me that, what's he going to say? He's going to tell you, look, really the source that idolatry and adultery is prohibited to the non-Jews is from the fact that it says, Veitzav Hashem Elokim, as we learned earlier. However, why does it say, Batishaches, or Chayad Kamagli? The verse is explaining why they were punished. What was their way that made them punished? But it's not the source for the prohibition. Yeah, question?
I was just going to say, we know what we can and can't do with the Torah. Was this communicated to them?
Yes. Absolutely.
If it wasn't done to Adam, through that expression, some other expression for
them? Yeah. Shvichas damim. Where do we see that murder was told to the non-Jews that they couldn't do? If you're not going to learn it from the Parashat of Eitzav Hashem Elokim and Sa'adam, it's from the following verse in Parashas Noach, when Hashem gives Noach permission to slaughter animals. The pasuk says, Shofech dam adam ba'adam, damo yishafech. One who spills the blood of man in man, his blood will be spilled. Now, if you don't learn it from this verse, because you have it already in the pasuk, Veitzav Hashem Elokim, so what do you do with this pasuk? So my answer is, Katlayu de Makali. The verse is just teaching you that how do people get put to death when they are non-Jews who commit murder? They get put to death with Sayif, Shofich Tam Adam Ba'adam. They get put to death with sword. Their blood gets spilled.
And I'm sorry, Rabbi, this was given to Noah, this comes after the flood.
Correct.
So the generation of the flood had not then been given a warning about murder.
Right. Or you can say that maybe later Hashem is revealing what he had already done earlier. So this is sort of saying, now reminding you of the pre-existing laws that you had had through an oral tradition. Right? Okay, what's the source, according to Tana Debe Menashe, who doesn't learn Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, what's the source that gezel, that theft, is prohibited to the non-Jews? Dichsev, because the Pasuk says, again, kol remes asher hu chai, any crawling thing which is living, lachem yeh la'achla, you can eat it. Ki yerek esev nasati lachem esko, like the grass of the field I have given you all. V'amr Ablevi, Rabbi Levi said, ki yerek esev, like the grass that grows, like the vegetables that grow in the grass. V'lo ki yerek gina, but not like the vegetables that grow in a garden. Apparently the vegetables that grow in a garden, you can't eat. Who can eat it? The owner of the garden. That's the source that you can't steal. V'idach, now the opinion who learned from Vayitzav, what does he do with this pasuk? Ahu, that's the title like this. Lemishri basar huda asa. That's the verse coming to tell you that non-Jews were now allowed to eat meat. That the meat is like the grass of the fields, just like Adam Arishon was allowed to eat grass. Now the non-Jews are being allowed to eat meat too. Ever Menachai, what's the source, according to Tadde Menashe, that a non-Jew can't eat a limb off of a living animal? Because the pasuk says, "Ach basar benafsho damolo socheli." However, meat, when it's still in the, when it's still in its own blood, when its blood is in its soul, you cannot eat it. So when it's, when its blood is in its soul, in other words, when the blood is still in it, because it hasn't been killed yet, the blood is still there to animate it, to keep it alive, you can't eat it. V'idach, and the other opinion will tell you, what's he going to do with that pasuk? He already knows that Avraham Achai is not allowed from the pasuk of Eitzav Hashem Elokim. Sahu l'mishre shratzim huda asa. That's to tell me that a non-Jew is allowed to take a limb off of a living rodent and eat it. Because, as we're going to see, Rashi says that the rodents, their blood is actually connected to the meat. It's not separate from the meat. So therefore, it's not considered damo b'nafsho. It's not blood that is nefesh. And therefore, you can eat it. Okay. Kilai. Going further, Seirus. Tanya Rebbe Menashe says that non-Jews are not allowed to damage reproductive organs. What's the source for that? That's it, because the pasuk says, "And you, Vatem, and you, Pruruhu, be fruitful and multiply." Again, after the flood, Shirtzu Va'aretz Uruduva, swarm on the earth and increase in it, Uruvuva. So by saying be fruitful and multiply, that means don't damage the reproductive organs. V'idachna, the one who already learned it from Vayitzav, so he'll tell you, Livracha ba'alma. That was just the blessing that you should become fruitful and multiply, but it wasn't a directive. Now Hashem is blessing Noach and his descendants to have many children. And Kilayim, what's the source that Kilayim is prohibited to the non-Jews? That, and again, we saw earlier, the non-Jews allowed to wear shatnez, the non-Jews allowed to graft trees. He just can't graft together different long creatures. That's it, because the pasuk says that when all the creatures were put into the ark, meha ofleminehu, gather the birds to its kind, gather the animals to its kind. So why did you have to have two dogs? Why couldn't you have one dog? Because apparently we can't have one dog, because then the dog's going to procreate with some other creature. You can't have them procreating with the other creatures. Now the other opinion that doesn't darshan this way, he learns it all from Vayitzav, V'idach, so he'll tell you, ahi, that's just to say, letzavta ba'alma. The dog really could be together with the cat. But why did Hashem tell Noach to put two dogs into the ark? Because the dog will have more, you know, be more comfortable for it to be with its own kind. So in terms of company, Hashem said to have two of its own.
But kind. It was a male and female situation, right?
No, right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. A male dog and a female dog. That's right. Okay, so we've learned, now that was the view of the Tana Dvei Menashe. So now we move on to some more issues about Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. The issue now is, what's the punishment for a non-Jew who doesn't keep the seven Noachide laws? So I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Ibe Rav. Rav Yosef said, they said in the Yeshiva of Rav, even though the non-Jews were given seven commands, only al shalosh mitzvos ben Noach nerak. Only if he violates one of three commands is the non-Jew put to death. And what are those three commands? Gesher simin. Gesher is the way to remember it. The bridge. Gimel shin resh. So that's a Rashi tevos. Those are letters that are the beginning of words. So the gimel is gili arayos. The non-Jew would be put to death for illicit relations. Shin is for shvichus damim, for murder. And the resh is for birkas Hashem, for cursing God's name. Maskeflor of Sheshis. Rav Sheshis challenged this. Vishma shvichus damim. I can understand where you say that for murder the non-Jew is killed. Because the pasuk says, "Shofech dam adam ba adam damo yishafech." A person who spills the blood of man in another man, his blood will be spilled. So it says that he gets put to death. Elahanach, but how do you know that adultery and cursing God's name are reason to be put to death for the non-Jew? Minalahu, what's the source? So igamar mishvichos damim. If the derivation is from murders, we say murder is something that the non-Jew is not allowed to do. If he does it, he gets put to death. So too, adultery he's not allowed to do. So if he does it, he gets put to death. Then afilukulunami. Then all seven should cause death. Even let's say according to Tanya Rebbe Menashe, sirus, damaging the reproductive organs. And imi shum dis raboy meish ish. If going to say the pasuk in talking about the death of a Jew, says ish ish o kol she'er b'saro lo sukivu l'galo serva. A man, any man, shall not come close to reveal nakedness, or in regards to birkas Hashem, cursing God. It says ish ish ki yekalel elokav. So the fact that it said ish twice is to include non-Jews. Avodas kochavim nami. So then, why do I need the pasuk? Then I should add a fourth, idolatry. Idolatry also. The pasuk says ish ish mi bnei Yisrael min agera garbi Yisrael sheritim is arolam holach mos yimas. So there also is rabbi mi ish ish. There also in regards to idolatry, I have a pasuk that says the word ish twice, so let it be to include a non-Jew. El Amr Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, really, Amri Bei Rav, in the yeshiva of Rav, they say that it's not three sins that could get a non-Jew killed. Al Arba Mitzvos Ben Noach Nerag. It's four sins that a non-Jew could get killed for. Murder, adultery, idolatry, and cursing Hashem's name. Ask the Gemara, is that so? For idolatry, a non-Jew would be killed because you're saying it's included from the words ish-ish. But we learned in a brisa, b'avodas kochavim, in regards to idolatry, those actions that a Jewish court would put to death a Jew about, ben Noach muzar aleihem, a non-Jew is warned not to do. It sounds like azhara in. He's warned not to do them. But misalo, he doesn't get put to death about them. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, no. When the brisa says a non-Jew is warned about them, it means a non-Jew is warned and he gets killed for them. Azhara shalahen, zuhi misasa. Anytime they're warned about it, it means they're going to be killed. However, this is one opinion. One opinion is that the non-Jews are only killed for 4 of the 7 mitzvos that they have. However, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, the Kul Talmidei de Rav, and the students of Rav Ami, they all say, Al Sheva Mitzvos Ben Noach Nehrag, the non-Jew who violates any of the 7 commands, gets put to death. Because Gali Rachmana Bechada, Hashem said it explicitly about murder, Shofech Dama Adam Ba'adam, Damo Yishafech, one who spills the blood of man in man, his blood shall be spilled. Huadin Lakulu. So we say, it would just derive, say, listen, murder is a mitzvah, and Hashem says if they violate this mitzvah, they get put to death. So therefore, they have lots of other mitzvahs that they have, 6 other mitzvahs. So if they violate that, they get put to death. And as we all famously know, the Ramban explains that this is why Shimon and Levi went out and killed the city of Shechem. What was their crime? Because they didn't have judges, right? If they allowed for the kidnapping and rape of Dina, so that's a society that's not appointing judges. So a society that's not appointing judges is one of the sins of the Bnei Noach, and therefore they can all be put to death.
By who, Rabbi? Put to death by who?
By the Jews, who rule in the land of Israel.
Any non-Jews that do not follow these rules have to be put in death.
If they're living
Jews.
Under Jewish sovereignty in the land of Israel, in a Jewish state, yeah. Vala Gezel. So the Gemara now asks, Vala Gezel ben Noach Nehrag. Is a non-Jew going to be put to death for stealing according to these opinions that any of the 7 mitzvos are reasons for the non-Jew to be put to death? Well, Tanya Bilt in a Braisa, in a Tosefta. Vala Gezel, what's the nature of the obligation of a non-Jew not to steal? Ganav, if he steals in hiding as a burglar, Gazal, or he stole in public. Or the Chen Yefas Toar, if a non-Jew grabs a captured bride in war, the Chen Kayotze Behen, or all types of things that look like theft, taking something from somebody else. Kuti Bekuti, a non-Jew, does it to another non-Jew, or Kuti Be Yisrael, a non-Jew, does it to a Jew. Usser, it's not allowed. However, Yisrael Bekuti Mutter, a Jew who does it to a Kuti, to a non-Jew, it is allowed. Now, Vim Isan, if you're going to tell me that a non-Jew is killed, so this need shouldn't say Kuti be Yisrael Aser, it should say Kuti be Yisrael, a non-Jew in a Yisrael, Chayev, he is guilty. Answer the Gemara, Mishum de Kabay, Lemisni Seifa. Because we want to say at the end, Yisrael be Kuti. Mutter, that a Jew is permitted to do these things, right? A Jew is allowed to take a Yefas Tohar. A Jew is permitted to do these things. So Tana Reisha Aser, that's what it says in the beginning, the non-Jew is not allowed. But the truth is the non-Jew is really more than not allowed. He gets killed for it. So the Gemara asks, V'akalecha disli chiyuva misna katani. We know that normally whenever there is an obligation of death, that's what the Tanaim would say. The katani Reisha, it says there at the beginning, Al shvichos damim, what's the nature for murder? How kuti bekuti, a non-Jew with a non-Jew, the kuti be Yisrael or a non-Jew who kills a Jew, chayiv, the non-Jew would be put to death. Yisrael bekuti, if a Jew killed a non-Jew, pater, he doesn't get put to death for that. So the Gemara says, no, hasam heichi listen. There, what are you going to say? Listen, the aser. If you're going to say that the non-Jew is not allowed to do it, umut, are the Jews allowed to do it? The Jew's not. What time? We're in a braisa. Kuti, a non-Jew, the Roe Behema Daka, or Jews that are thieves because they are shepherds of thin animals like goats, that, and they let them eat in other people's fields. Lo mal and velo moridin. You don't have to save them, but you can't put them down into a pit to kill them, so certainly you can't say mutter. Since you can't say mutter, you can say about the Jew pater, he doesn't get punished. But for the non-Jew, you say chayiv therefore. So the Gemara now asks, the Braisa says, Kayotze bo begezel, mayhi. So what is this thing that the Braisa said? We said, what are examples of theft? Yifas toar, geneva, gazela, or anything like that. What does anything like it mean? So Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, lenitzcha lepoel bekeret. A worker who's eating some of the grapes in the field when he's not allowed to. So we're asked 1 second. Poel bekerem ema. So when is a worker not allowed to eat the grapes of the field? Ibishask mar malacha, if he's already finished working with the final grapes and he's gathering them. Heteruhu, the Torah says he's allowed to eat it. V'ilav b'shask mar malacha, and if it's not at the end, so gezel ma'al yehu, so that's normal theft. El amar av papa, so therefore av papa said lo nitzrcha, what is kiyotzu ben referring to? L'pachos mishave pruta. Even stealing less than 2 cents, less than what a pruta is worth, that's already theft. Jew from a non-Jew, it's allowed. A non-Jew who does it to another non-Jew or a non-Jew who does it to a Jew would be put to death. Ihachi, if so, kuti b'Yisrael, aser, if a non-Jew does this to a Jew, it's not allowed. Habar mechilu, but this is something which is normally forgiven. Gemara says like this, Nehi de basar achi machale. It's true that eventually the Jew is going to be mochalit. But Sara b'shatam ilesle, doesn't he have pain at the moment that it's stolen from him? So at the moment that it's stolen from him, there's pain and there's no mechila. And at that moment, the non-Jew is already doing a sin. And as we are saying, that according to Rav, any sin of the non-Jew already has with it the death penalty. So the Gemara asks, Kuti b'kuti, kiyotze behen? Kevin the lab b'nei mechilin in who? Gezel ma'al yehu. So asks the Gemara, how could you say if it's a non-Jew against a non-Jew, it's just something like theft? If we're saying that we're dealing with the non-Jews and they don't forgive, so it's full-fledged theft. El amar Rav Acha b'rei Rav Ika lo nitzucha el kovish schar sachir. This is a reference to somebody who promised to pay his employee and he didn't pay him. That's not real theft because he didn't take something out of his hand. And that is where we're saying, kuti b'kuti v'kuti b'Yisrael aser. If a non-Jew does it to another non-Jew or a non-Jew does it to a Yisrael, it's not allowed. Yisrael b'kuti mutter. If a Jew does it to a non-Jew, it would be allowed.
Rabbi Kuti was the one that doesn't know his father or his mother. Is that right?
No. It really should be Guy, but the censor changed it to Kuti. It's a non-Jew.
But the originally was that was Kuti.
No, Kuti is a reference to Kuti is a reference to the Samaritans.
Okay, I mixed up.
Then the Braisa said, right again, Kayotze b'yafas tohar. Right, something similar to a captured bride. Mayhi, what's that? So Kiyas Rav Dimi Amr Rav Elazar Rav Chanina. When Rav Dimi came, he said in the name of Rav Elazar, in the name of Rav Chanina, Ben Noach Yichid Shifcha La'avdo Uva Aleha. If a non-Jew dedicates his female slave to his male slave, and then he has marital relations with her. So she's not really a married woman, but he is stealing her from the one whom he had dedicated her to. So then Ne'er HaGaleah, he gets killed for the sin of Gezel, of theft. No, he had made her the property of a male slave. So if he then takes her, he's stealing from that slave.
Their dinim is harder than us.
Yeah, in a certain way.
So there is a Shoftim Shotrim is almost undergoing too.
Yes, that's right. Now, what's Kayotze bo d'shvichos damim? The Tosefta didn't say that there are things similar to murder. Lo tanya, that wasn't mentioned. So Amr Abaye said, Im Mishkachas. Titania. If you would find something which is similar to murder, then we could explain Rabbi Yonasan ben Shmuel. We would say that that's Rabbi Yonasan ben Shmuel. The time Rabbi Yonasan ben Shmuel, Omer, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shmuel said like this: Harod v'achachav elohargo. If somebody's pursuing his friend to kill him, v'yachalatzilu be'achad me'evarav, and the victim, the one being pursued, could have stopped the pursuit by knocking out one of the limbs. V'lo hitzil, and he didn't knock out one of the limbs, but he killed the pursuer. Ne'arag olav, he would be killed. So that would be a case where it's not exactly murder, but it's similar to murder. So we could have said that that's true with a guy on a Jew, or a guy with a guy, but a Yisrael with a guy, we could have said that that is pater, because it's not exactly murder. Okay, now going on to some more discussions about the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Ashkech Rav Yaakov Baracha, Davik Tzibba Sefer Agadat of the Bei Rav, Rav Yaakov Baracha found written in the book, Agadat of the Yeshiva of Rav, Ben Noach Nerag B'dayinecha B'edechat Shlo Basra. A non-Jew gets killed with one judge, one witness, and without a warning. And that judge has to be a man. Mipi ish, woman, pi isha. It has to be a man. It can't be a woman. The witness can't be a woman. Vafilu karov. And that judge and witness can be a relative. They said, afala ubrim. A non-Jew gets killed for killing a fetus. So according to Rabbi Ishmael, a non-Jew who performs an abortion is a murderer and would be killed in Jewish law. Not a Jew, correct. Minani mili, how do we know this? Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Amar Karkas, the pasuk says, Ach estimchem, however your blood, lenafsho seichem edrosh, to your souls I will demand it. So ach is in the singular tense. Afilu b'dayin echad, implying even a single judge. The verse says, Miyad kol chayar jeshana, I will demand the blood from any living animal. That's the saying, anyone's living. So just like with an animal, there's no warning. A person also doesn't need a warning. Even if he does need a warning. Edrishenu umiyad ha'adam. I will seek him and from the hands of man. Afilu be'erechad, implying even with a single witness. Miyad ish, from a man's hand. V'lo miyad isha, but not from a woman's hand. So the judge can't be a woman. The witness can't be a woman. Achiv, his brother, afilu karov, even a relative. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Am Rafal Ubrim, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, they said even for fetuses the non-Jews are killed. My time to Rabbi Shmuel, what's the source? Because the pasuk says, Shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. One who spills the blood of man in a man, his blood will be spilled. Ezeh adam shu ba'adam. What's a man in another man? Eviomer ze'ubish me'imo. That's a reference to a fetus that's inside the womb of its mother.
Why would the Jew be exempt from this?
For a Jew, it's not considered a full life yet. So it's not murder yet.
But now all of a sudden they choose one witness here?
A non-Jew can be judged with a single witness. That's what we're learning. It's not like a Jew.
Okay.
The Tana Kama. Who doesn't interpret that pasuk that way? He doesn't say that the non-Jew gets killed for killing a fetus. So Tana Debe Menashehu. He's the Tana from the Yeshiva of Menashe. That interprets that pasuk differently. He says that the non-Jews, whenever they get killed, don't get killed by sword, as we've learned till now, but rather he holds they get killed by choking. So the shadi lay hi ba'adam, I say for the cross. He uses this pasuk ba'adam in man at the end of the pasuk. But Rish Behachi, you have to read it like this: ba'adam damo yishafech. In a man, his blood is spilled. In other words, his blood is spilled within the man. What is the way to kill a person with his blood still in him? That's not beheading, because if beheading, the blood goes out. That's the choking when the blood stays within him. Rav Hamnuna now challenged this. I don't understand. The Isha lo mifkada, do the females of the non-Jews, are they not obligated in all the laws of the non-Jews? Are they not obligated and therefore they can't serve as witnesses or as judges? Fuck, but the pasuk says about Avram Avinu, ki yadativ, Hashem says, I love Avram lemanu sheyitzaves banav, because he will command his sons, ves beso acharav, and his household. What's his household? His women. Vishamru derech Hashem. And they will keep the way of God, lasot tzedakah u'mishpat, to do charity and justice. So you see that the women are also commanded in justice. So Moshe Avu Mefarkla, he asked the question of Amunah and he answered it. Banin Ladin, that says that he commands his sons and his household. His sons are commanded about justice, ubeso his household, to do tzedakah, to do charity. Amalei Rav Avaya Sava L'Rav Papa, Rav Avaya Sava said to Rav Papa, Eima Bas Noach Shaharga Lo Teharik. Well, if you're going to say that the verse here is to be interpreted, Miyad Ish Achiv Edroshes Nefesh HaAdam, Miyad Ish V'lo Miyad Isha Ksiv. So, from the hands of a man and not from the hands of a woman, so that means that a Bas Noach, a female guy who kills, she doesn't get killed. Amar le, Rav Papa said to Rav Avaya, Hachi Amar Yehuda. The pasuk continues to say, Shofech Dama Adam, anyone who spills the blood of man. Mikal Malkum, implying anyone who spills, even a woman. Eima Bas Noach Shazinzalo Teharik. One second, if you have these derivations, maybe if a female Gaya is disloyal to her husband, she won't get killed. Because the verse says, Al Ken Yazov Ish Es Aviv Es Imo. Therefore, a man will leave his father and mother and be with his wife. Alok Sivisha doesn't say that a woman is going to be together with her husband. Amar Leis, Rav Papa answered that. Achi Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, though, the verse ends off by saying, V'hayu levasar echad, and they will be a single flesh. So Hadar Avinu Kra, so the pasuk is combining them. The two of them will be one. So that means that not only does a man have to be loyal to the wife has to be loyal to the man. Tanur Rabbanim lived in a brisa. The verse is about Jews. Ish shall call Sheher B'Seir Rolo Sukavu L'Galo Serva. A man, to any of his relatives, he shouldn't come close to reveal nakedness. It could have said Ish. Matam Alomer Ish. Why did it say a man? The rabbis is akutim to tell me that even the non-Jews, Muzhar Nal Arayos Ki Yisrael, they have the same obligations in terms of marital relations like the Jews. Avam Achanafka, is this the source? We learned it from Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam Leimor, and we said Leimor is a Gili Arayos. Leimor is a reference to illicit relations. So the Gemara says Hasam Barayos did who? That's referring to their own relations. Vahacha, from the fact that it says Ish Arayos didan. That's to include our relations. That a non-Jew is not allowed to be, let's say, with a Jewish woman who's married to a Jew. Tiktani Seifa. That's what we say in the end of that brisa. Bal Arayos Yisrael. If a guy has relations with a Jewish prohibited woman, Nidu Medina Yisrael, he gets judged with the Jewish laws. Lamai Hilchus, in what regards is that so? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Elo Nitzruchel, Eidah Ve'Eidin V'Asra, that if a non-Jew is with a woman who is married to a Jewish man, then we need 23 judges, we need two witnesses, we need a warning. One second, Migra Gara, when he was with a Jewish woman, now he's not treated as harshly? Elam Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Nitzucha must mean El Lenaira Morasa. That if there's a Jewish woman who is Arusu's betrothed, and the guy is with her, Dil Didhu Leslu, Goyim don't have such a concept of Eris, and the Torah with them only refers to Beulas Baal, a woman who had intercourse. Dainin Elu Bedina Didan, we judge them with our judgment, and instead of getting killed with beheading or choking, which are the two possible views of what their death is, they get killed with stoning. But if a guy is with a Jewish woman who was Nesua, Bedina did who Daininalu, then we judge them with their judgment of Chenek or Herig. Is that so? If a person's with a Naira Morasa, he gets stoned. Aleshus Ish Nidum Bechenek, with a married woman, he gets choked. Ibedina did who, and if it's their law, Sayafu, it should be with sword. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my Eishes Ish Dekatani, what is the reference to a married woman? When she's been under the chuppah, but she hasn't had relations yet. Goyim don't have such a situation, because they only have a prohibition of being with a woman who's Be'ulas Baal. Then we judge them with our case. The Tani Reb Chanina, so Chanina said, Be'ulas Baal Yeshlem, they have a prohibition of being with a woman who's been intimate with her husband. But if they've been alone in the chuppah and they haven't yet had relations, they don't have that type of a prohibition. Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha Omer, Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Es Yisrael, Lefi Chachir B'Lem Torah U'Mitzvah, Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz L'Man Tzidko, Yagdil, Terev Yadir, Kaddish Rabbanan.